Those trendy engineered stone countertops may be killing the people who work with them. A new Center for Disease Control report identifies nearly 20 cases, including 2 deaths, among people who worked with engineered stone products. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Michaels, an epidemiologist at George Washington University and former head of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Thank you for joining us this morning. What can you tell us about what this study says and what exactly the problem is?
Well, the problem is artificial or engineered stone countertops used in kitchens and bathrooms are made of silica and some resin that keeps it together. And it looks like marble or granite, so it looks like a great product, but in the workshops where they're made, they're fabricated, they're polished, or even cleaning up the dust afterwards, exposes workers to deadly dust, silica dust. And this report from the Centers for Disease Control reports 2 workers who have died of silicosis and 16 more who have very serious disease.
Is this a story about the actual material or about the way it's being handled, workplace safety?
Well, it's the way it's being handled. When I ran OSHA, we issued a new standard requiring employers to protect workers from exposure to silica. It could be done safely, but it requires the employers to put in the right sort of equipment to keep the dust down. What this shows is that many employers aren't following those rules, and that's why workers are being exposed, and that's why they're getting sick.
So this goes beyond just wearing a mask, a safety mask?
It's very difficult to work in a safety mask. OSHA requires employers to actually put in engineering controls that either suck the dust out of the air or wet it down so it goes onto the floor. If you try working all day in a respirator, it's very difficult, and it's not as effective as engineering controls.
And so we're talking about vast numbers of places where these products are being cut, milled, sanded, polished, and all of that. This must be a problem bigger than most people figure they can get their arms around.
To give you a sense of how big this problem may be, there was a similar outbreak in Queensland, Australia, where they've now done a very comprehensive surveillance program looking for silicosis. They found 160 cases, 24 of them very serious. And that's in a state of Australia with 5 million people. It's 160 cases in a state of 5 million. Think about how large the United States is and how many cases we might be seeing. But, you know, we have no national registry for occupational disease. We have no way to follow up on these cases. And frankly, U.S. OSHA is just falling down on the job.
Well, so what do you see as the future here, David Michaels? I mean, do you see companies putting out the money to have the engineering that you're talking about that would make it safe for workers? Or are we going to just need to get rid of these countertops and install something else? I mean, obviously, the countertops that have been installed are safe. We don't want people who have an engineered countertop think that they're in some sort of danger. But are we going to need to change to a different product in the future?
I don't think so. I think this product can be worked with safely, but employers have to make the investment to have the right equipment and to give workers the time to do the job safely. Many employers are already doing that. Unfortunately, some aren't, and this is the terrible result.
Let me flip Susan's question around just a bit. As people are doing remodeling and construction projects, they might want to feel better morally about what's going into their kitchen. How do we know?
You've got to ask what the material is made of. If it's called artificial stone, engineered stone, or Caesar stone, that's the brand name, and it's used all over the world, and we have these outbreaks of silicosis all over the world. So I think it's incumbent on individuals who are purchasing this product to make sure that the people who they're buying it from are protecting their workers. It's difficult to do that, obviously, so more importantly, it's important for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to really focus on this and to make sure these workplaces are safe. The good news, the California OSHA is really doing a much better job than federal OSHA. California is leading the country in many things, environmental and occupational protections, while the U.S. government, unfortunately, under President Trump, is really falling behind.
Mr. Michaels, thank you for your time this morning. David Michaels, an epidemiologist at George Washington University and former head of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Yeah, just a quick data point at the end of this, Susan. These engineered stone or quartz, and they've got a lot of brand names, countertops, more than 90% silica. This silica dust is the problem, the story we just described. Granite countertops, about 45% silica. Marble, less than 10%. So there is silica in all of these products, just much more of it in the engineered stone ones.